Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. It is important that we listen to and obey the Word of God. In the midst of all the noise of this world, we need to hear His voice. Heavenly Father, as we listen to Your Word today, help us to really hear You with our heart and mind. And Lord, as there are so many distractions going on around or even in our mind, wandering with other thoughts of the day, we want to hear right now and recognize Your voice. We want to keep our focus on the reality that the scripture we hear and lyrics to the songs based upon biblical truths are Your words, as if You were right here in front of us, speaking to us in love. We look forward to what You are saying, and we want to be obedient to Your instructions. We love You dearly. Thank You for first loving us and providing us salvation from our sin by Your grace and mercy. We praise You, Lord. Thank You for these precious moments in Your presence. Amen.
Chosen one, bring many sons to glory. hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me to life. I know that it is finished.
Faith would be made stronger in the presence of my soul.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. You'll also find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and so much more. You'll also see a link to Christian Oldies, where you'll find Music 24/7, featuring Jesus music from the late 1960s through the contemporary Christian music of the early 1980s. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support. It means a lot to us. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for listening today.
Welcome. We've gathered together just to praise the Lord. Remember the words of the doxology? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Our Father, our hearts are full of praise and gratitude, because while we were still estranged from you by our choices and rebellion, you loved us and built a human bridge to us with the life of your very own Son. Thank you that we can never drift from your presence, that if we ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there, your hand will guide us and your strength support us. Thank you for your persistent love. Thank you for the family of God, who lift us when we fall, encourage us when we're weak, and rejoice when we conquer. Thank you for the earth and nature, the beauty that reminds us of your awesome creativity and our responsibility to protect it. Thank you for children who keep wonder and hope in our lives. Thank you for your word, the Bible, that speaks to us fresh every morning with living truth and ageless wisdom. It is a light to our path in a dark world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our hearts are so full of praise for what you have done, for what you will do here, and for what you are.
Just praise the Lord. song to the Lord, telling about his mighty deeds. For he has won a mighty victory by his power and holiness. He has announced this victory to every nation by fulfilling his promise to be kind to Israel. The whole earth has seen God's salvation of his people.
That is why the earth breaks out in praise to God and sings for utter joy. Join us! Sing your praises accompanied by music from the harp.
Let the cornets and trumpets shout!
Praise his unequaled greatness! Praise him with the tambourines and praise him with the processional!
Praise him with string instruments!
Publish his glorious acts throughout the earth. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Praise him with horns. Praise him with cymbals. Yes, with loud clanging cymbals.
Make a joyful symphony before the Lord.
Let the whole earth and all those living on it shout glory to the Lord.
That he saves.
Let the waves clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord.
Let the trees in the forest rustle in praise. Let all that has life and breath praise the Lord.
Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm glad that you are investing this time with us as we consider the value of listening to His voice.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider
best and worst of man can't change the master plan. It's God's and God's alone. God and God alone is fit to take the universe's throne. Let everything that lives reserve its truest praise.
His voice. There's something special about our parents' voice. Even though my mother passed away over a decade ago, if I were to hear her voice in a recording, I'd be able to recognize it immediately. And if you were blessed to know your father, it is very likely and normal for you to remember it when and if you hear it for many years, and possibly to hear it in your mind even after he has passed. Thinking of this concept brings to mind the RCA famous trademark of the dog peering into the gramophone with the caption, "His master's voice." There's just something about a father's voice, and it brings back memories of him, who he is or was. You remember what he liked and didn't like, and sometimes you're able to remember his instructions, things that he liked and wanted to do, along with some things you know that he does not want you to do. And the closer you are or were to him, the better and more clearly you know what he would do in certain circumstances. In many, many ways, that is how it is regarding your relationship with your heavenly Father. And there are times when we sense his still small voice directing our choices. His words come to mind. Christ describes this in John, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, and one shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." And Christ declares that people who are spiritually dead can and will be brought to life as they hear and believe the voice of God. John 5, Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. God's voice, his word, is recorded in Scripture. Our Bible is one way to hear him, to hear his voice. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Psalm 119, Beth, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The Apostle John heard God's voice as he had a glimpse into the future. We read this in Revelation 21. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Please listen. Listen for God's word. Hear his words in his word. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, through your Spirit, help us to hear you more clearly, to really listen to your words with our hearts, not just our ears. Help us to recognize and obey your voice.
Thank you.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word and in song, as we looked at the importance of listening to our Heavenly Father's voice in our spirit as we hear His Word while reading it as it is spoken or in song. I pray that this time is an important part of your worship each week. Please invest a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address, Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, if you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in life, check with a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. That means that your prayers and faithful giving is vital to keeping us on the air. If you've been blessed by today's program, visit us online at calltoworship.us. And it would be fantastic to hear from you by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website. And when you're led to help support the Call to Worship Ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And until we answer the call to worship once again, from Psalm 95, Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Jehovah, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, oh, that you would hear His voice, harden not your heart.
I know His voice, I will obey, I've made my choice, I want to hear Him say, enter in to the joys, lift your hands and rejoice, you need to see what I believe, I know His voice. I've seen the wind move across the field, I felt His love break down walls I'm in. I've tasted tears of sorrow and shame. I felt Him reach inside, take away my pain. All I can do and all I can be is faithful to the one who set me free. I know His voice. Far behind, I'd been so blind, I thought I'd seen it all.